Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talking Tights. This is Wesley Burris and Taylor Griggs.
Yo.
And we are getting ready for this week coming up. We are New Orleans bound. We are headed across the Mississippi, just west of the Mississippi. Headed to NOLA for WrestleMania weekend. Not just WrestleMania, though, Taylor. We're going to check out Evolve Wrestling.
Oh, we're going?
Oh, well, I think you've talked me into it. And I think we're going, and I know for a fact we're going to Ring of Honor, which I'm looking forward to going to WrestleMania a lot. Don't get me wrong. Never been to one.
Yeah.
You've never been to one. But Ring of Honor has really got my interest right now. We've gone to a few live shows this past year. They've all been outstanding. We know this is their biggest card of the year. This is Super Card of Honor. What, seven? Is it seven or eight? Doesn't matter. It's going to be outstanding. And we're looking forward to this weekend. WrestleCon, JR Slobberknocker session or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. Bruce and Conrad at the House of Blues. Got a big week. We're going to hit up that for you at the end of the show, let you know a little bit about what we're doing if you give a damn. And right now, we had a lot going on this week, some good, some of that more of that gentle glide, that easy landing into where we're going this weekend. Taylor's going to kick things off here with the Sakura Genesis card that Ring of Honor put on pay-per-view that they put on Sunday night, and it was on New Japan World. Taylor, we hype up the network all the time. How much is New Japan World?
For only 999 yen.
A bargain if I've ever heard of
you
one.
You can enjoy.
Yeah. Well, Taylor posted highlights from the Ospreay and Marty Scurll match on the Facebook page the other day. The 5 minute, I was telling him earlier, the 5 minute highlight package is a 4.5-star match, if not 5-star. It's incredible, just the highlight package. Oh, he watched more than I did. That's the only one I ended up checking out. But he watched Okada and Zack Sabre Jr. in the main event. I'm going to let you do the rundown for us for everybody right now.
All right, so they kicked the pay-per-view off hot with the Young Bucks defeating Chase Owens and Yujiro Takahashi. Both of these teams are members of the Bullet Club, so they're further in this Bullet Club versus Bullet
Civil
Club
War
angle they have going.
Yeah.
Next, they had Toru Yano and Tomohiro Ishii defeating Tachi and Takahashi Azuka. Next match was more Bullet Club. Tangaloa, Tama Tonga, and Bad Luck Fale defeated Taguchi, Michael Elgin, and Togi Makabe for the never open weight 6-man championship. David Finley, Juice Robinson, and Hiroshi Tanahashi defeated Yoshihashi, Jay White, and Hiroki Goto. Davey Boy Smith Jr., Lance Archer, and Minoru Suzuki of Suzuki Goon defeated Los Ingobernables, Sonata Evil, and Tetsuya Naito.
Well,
after that, they had El Desperado and Kanemaru defeating Roppongi 3K and Takahashi and Bushi for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Will Ospreay and Marty Scurll were next.
Oh, my God.
So this was – I watched the Young Bucks match, and it was good, but it was kind of short for them. This match, though, they went all out, and it was – if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Guys, this is just, you know, I think I mentioned when we were talking about Ospreay's last match with Liger that I hadn't seen a lot of his work.
Yeah.
And I just heard so much about him. Jesus Christ, man. I'm glad that you and the other fans of New Japan Pro Wrestling have turned me on to this guy. He's amazing in the ring. He gives up his body. Tell him more about it, man. This match was phenomenal.
Yeah, they had a lot of spots, a lot of – British chain wrestling.
And I mentioned earlier to you that it was spotty as hell, but damn if it wasn't good spots. I mean,
really hard-hitting spots.
Intense.
Like,
it was
there's one part where he lands on his neck on the apron.
Jesus, that's that.
It's rough.
I told you, though, I don't know if that wasn't kind of worked in, but he still hurt himself. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Just a sick bump.
I need to go back. I have – one match that was for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship.
That's fine.
The match before that was for the IWGP Junior Tag.
Junior Tag. That's okay.
I
don't really think
the fateful listener.
Yeah.
Then the next match was Hangman Page and Cody Rhodes. They don't call him that, but that's Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes?
They just call him Cody.
Really? Well, I mean, that sounds...
They defeated the Golden Lovers, Ibushi and Kenny Omega, with a little...
How did this match turn out? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, Cody... Something happened, and Cody rolled up Ibushi.
This is just all angle, really.
Yeah,
they
grabbed his tights, you know, cheated to win.
That's
so
fine.
I didn't really watch that. Kazuchika Okada and Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Let me tell you, a lot of people complain about New Japan. They say their matches don't have psychology or they don't have storytelling in a match. This match had it. Zack Sabre Jr. controlled Okada the whole match, and you could see in Okada's facial expressions that he was doubting if he could win. It was a really solid match, a lot of chain wrestling, a lot of submission wrestling. Okada, I think, can wrestle with anybody. I mean, they really put on a really good match that had storytelling and psychology in it.
I could see where someone that doesn't follow New Japan, and I haven't been a long-time follower of it myself, I have to admit, I'm almost ashamed to admit, because it's so good. And why deny yourself of great wrestling if you're a pro wrestling fan?
Yeah.
Check this stuff out, man. If you see Zack Sabre Jr., he doesn't have the look that you might be used to seeing. I've even been negative about it. The fact is, the guy can work his ass off. Okada's one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world. That's always debatable, but there's three guys in the world that people consider the best. It's Okada, Kenny Omega, and AJ Styles. That's usually the typical most modern wrestling fans today are going to say that. Those are the best in the business. And you had two of them on this card. And this Sabre Jr. guy, they have a lot of faith in him. He won the New Japan Cup to get this title shot.
And it was just something to kind of get him up to the main
event.
But
they don't just do what WWE does and throw a challenger of the month out there. When they put a guy in the main event, it's a guy that's going to be in the main event. I even know that. He's a guy that's going to be in the main event for years to come.
Well, all this is nothing but they're leading to another match between Okada and Tanahashi.
Yeah.
I thought that's where they were going with the New Japan Cup, but they had Zack Sabre Jr. win instead. But I think inevitably we're going to see Okada versus Tanahashi because I believe that title defense put Okada in front of Tanahashi in successful title defenses.
Really?
And all this means stuff to them.
It means stuff to them because they don't defend the title every month.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. They treat this like a real sport in Japan.
They don't touch unless it's a big show.
That's what makes it cool. Like, I remember reading in the Aftermags back in the day, and Meltzer was always high on like Misawa and Kawada and guys like that. And I go back and watch those matches stand the test of time. They're from the early 90s and the late 80s in All Japan Wrestling. And New Japan wasn't as good, I don't think, or considered as good as All Japan back then. But now New Japan is the king. It's the king of sport.
Yeah.
And they are – if you do yourself a favor, if you're listening to this and you love the WWE and you happen to like the way Daniel Bryan wrestles – you happen to like the way that Sami Zayn works or Dolph Ziggler, watch Kenny Omega. Go look up an Okada match. Go look up Will Ospreay. Go check this stuff out. Amazing. I mean, it really is. It's great. It is what NXT and Ring of Honor try to be, and Ring of Honor comes closest to it. NXT has some great stuff as well. I know we don't talk about NXT as much as we probably should. We have so much to cover. We will get to a point where we're just really both of us are not that into the product right now. And we're doing this usually on Wednesday nights, so it kind of makes it tough to watch the show. Whatever. Taylor, you were telling me how great this card was. It doesn't seem to me like they ever put a card out there that was not good work. So any new developments in Ring of Honor that we want to discuss?
There really hasn't been much going on there.
We'll run the card down later.
Super Card of Honor.
That's cool. So,
but from the wrestling world, let's go to the sports entertainment world.
Let's go on over to sports entertainment. And
WWE Raw.
WWE, as Kurt would say. We open with Coach in the Ring on Monday Night Raw. Here we go again with the program that will never end, and I hope it will, but seems like it's been going on a lot longer than it has. All these packages of Ronda Rousey. Stephanie comes out here. craps on the fans, acts like it's nothing. It's, you know, running them down. She mocks the people for being dumb, calls Kurt dumb pretty much. Rousey gets into some words. She says Rousey doesn't know how it is to work around here, blah, blah, blah. Angle is the problem. He screws up her name.
Ronda Rousey.
Can he go through an episode without – quit no. giving him lines if he's just going to go out there and bumble through them. My God. Triple H comes – you know what? I don't even care about this.
No, we could pretty much.
Steph puts Rousey through the table after she grabs Triple – after she – pronouns, pal. After Rousey grabs Triple H around the throat, and he sells it like a boss, actually. He sold for her more than Steph has. Imagine that. She puts Rousey through the table,
and
that's it. I don't care. Whatever. I don't even know where this is going. I would assume the faces go over. This could go on last. We'll get into that later, what we think and all that. We're going to move along to Bayley and Sonya Deville. This was a back-and-forth match. It wasn't bad, I don't think. It was maybe a little long for a TV match, especially when you're just going to set up an angle anyway. But I like Sonya Deville. I'm starting to dislike Bayley. I think you feel the same way. They have a bunch of interaction with Absolution, and post match though is where what I want to just move on to. That Atlanta crowd popped hard for Bayley and Sasha getting into it. It's about time. We said it on last week's episode. It's about time they've progressed this, even though they're really not going anywhere. Whatever, I kind of dig it. Both of them are good wrestlers, and if you gave them a one-on-one match, it'd be better than whatever they're going to do in a battle royal. But
yes.
Now we do go to a video package of Asuka's streak, and I'm going to go here and run this down for you just real fast. 265 wins, 0 losses. She's beaten 35 different women on four continents, 11 countries, 8 former champions she has submitted. 523 days as NXT Women's Champion, the 7th longest reign of all time. That is as NXT's champion. First woman to be the Survivor Series sole survivor and win a Royal Rumble. Defeated 29 women, which is not true, in the Royal Rumble. 15 former women's champions were in the Rumble that she won, and she's 904 days undefeated. Credit to Thomas Hall on Scott Keith's Blog of Doom for that information. Whatever. We run down Miz and Maryse having a daughter. We move into Finn Balor and Seth Rollins, and I just have something to say about this match. I text you in the middle of it.
Hate Seth Rollins.
No, I wasn't even going to say that. I God almighty. No, this match was really good. This was a damn good TV match. It was super long. When I actually saw how long it ran, it didn't seem like it was this long. It seemed long. It seemed like a good TV match, though. And it was back and forth. The crowd was way into this. This is about the only thing that Raw did right tonight was this segment. Miz on commentary, who you said earlier.
his new overbearing father gimmick.
Well, and he was great on commentary. This match was very good. He sold the match well, I think, and he's, you know, obviously as the heel champion, he was pulling for him to beat the hell out of each other for as long as possible. Seth beats Balor, and I thought it was a good match. Great back and forth. Miz says at the end of the match, you know, you better bring that Sunday or whatever, and I just don't think there's any way that match is going to be bad. So I'm actually looking forward to that, even though I do think the belt is sort of meaningless. Putting Seth and Finn in that match is their way of elevating it. And Miz has done a great job as a heel. We've gone over that at length. Well, we go into a video package. Another one of Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, and I just don't give a damn about this feud either. At this point, I think I've given up as a fan of Brock Lesnar, and I think they have too. I love Brock Lesnar, by the way, as a wrestler and as an MMA fighter. I think he's cool as shit. He is the beast, and I enjoy him going out there and suplexing a bunch of guys, but I could see where people get tired of it. And now with Roman, the fans are kind of behind him here tonight. And I saw people complaining that that was just fickle Atlanta fans were actually watching the Braves.
Southern wrestling
stomp
fans.
Stomp some ass right now against the Nationals. So we're Southern wrestling fans too, whatever.
We just like good wrestling.
I wouldn't be out there cheering Roman, and neither would you. We would be sitting there on our hands if during that segment.
All right, I'm sorry to interrupt. Have you seen Matt Hardy's new shirt on WWE Shop?
No, I have not.
The Mower of Long.
Can I see it? My God.
It's fantastic.
And you know what? I might have to buy my first piece of Hardy merchandise ever. That is outstanding.
Anyway.
They showed this dumbass video package, and I don't care. Kurt Angle's in with Paul Heyman in the back. He talks about no more drama. Here comes Sheamus and Cesaro. They want to figure out who Braun's partner is. Like I said, just gliding on in, just soft landing, just as safe as possible. And Braun says he has a partner. He says he's a lot like him. Walks in the back, comes back with a white jacket on.
That's Brain.
And, yes, he's Braun, and his brother, twin brother, Brain, comes out in glasses. It ends up being Braun, so it really wasn't Brain. I really was I was tricked for a moment there, a little bit. I wanted to be tricked. I can't. So, anyway, he comes out, faces Cesaro, and that was just no. They just bail, whatever. Goldust is backstage. He cuts this video package. I don't know why he's really getting a package unless he's going to be Hardy's next program, which they kind of allude to here. Hardy comes on and says that the Giants from the past have been training him to win the Battle Royal in honor of the humongous Wonder of the World number 8. And Goldust is scheduled for deletion tonight. And now we go into Matt's joined in progress. Matt's cheering Goldust, getting punched, and then he beats him with the twist of fate, or the second attempt of his twist of fate. Short match, whatever. Matt goes to the trophy, and he just repeats something over and over. I can't remember what it was. He was out there just babbling. Now we go to Alexa and Mickey. And they're just talking trash about Nia again. And now, here he comes. Big Match John.
Big Match John.
Well, what's he doing out here, I wonder? He's trying to get The Undertaker to come out. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to go over what he did. If you're listening to us, you probably watched this. I'm not a fan. I really don't want to see this. We've talked about this before, but I can understand why some people do. The crowd got hot. He made Atlanta several times get rowdy to call The Undertaker out. It didn't work yet again. So, Taylor, you were right when you said they weren't going to bring him back until WrestleMania. I just think he's a lazy guy. I don't care to see him wrestle anymore. How many times can you have your last match? And I get where people get nostalgic this time of year and want to see him and don't think they can do WrestleMania without him. I think they can. I do. And I just, you know, we've seen his best work. We've talked about.
And his worst.
And we've definitely seen a lot of that, too. So that's just it. They kind of run down WrestleMania after that. Now Angle's back there talking to Roman, asking him not to do anything stupid. Roman tells him that, you know, as long as Paul doesn't say something really bad, then he has no reason to come out. Now we go to the ring, and guess who's in the ring? Your boy, Elias, is here to play a little song, and he just shits on the city like he's normally doing, which is pretty good, just cheap heat. Then the one-man band's music hits. He comes out. This is a squash, drift away, short match. Elias goes over. Strowman runs into Curt Hawkins, and Curt Hawkins, or either WWE, had put out on social media earlier in the day him in a Pick Me Braun t-shirt. He shows up. Braun throws him through a wall and said, "There's your big break." So then we run down the week of WrestleMania events, and now we go to a sit-down promo with Nia Jax, sort of kind of like they do with Brock Lesnar in a way. She talks about how people have – this is your favorite program, so, you know, how people have said she couldn't make it, would never be at this point in her career. You know what? I don't hate it. Then she started crying about all this stuff, and then she says, shit. and it's bleeped out. She's big, but she's proud of it, crying. So we go to Alexa Bliss and Mickie James versus Dana Brooke and Asuka. This is a pretty long match.
So this is about where my memory of Raw fades.
Well, that's okay. And, I mean, it's hard to sit through for 3 hours, and we're going to try to go over this. You know, they've built up a rivalry between Asuka and Bliss, and they've built up the rivalry between Nia and Bliss pretty well. So I think Bliss, even if she loses to Nia, this kind of hints to me that they might be going to a one woman's title. I think that could be. We were talking yesterday about maybe they would go to just having one world title. We've talked about it before. We would like that better. It would make the IC belts, the US belt, mean more. But the one woman title is probably something that should happen. Nothing against the women, but I think it would be way more competitive if you went to one.
The division's not as big.
But how about go to one woman's title and a tag team title, and then only have one tag team title for the men? That's, you know me, I'm all for less belts and more matches. You can do storylines and feuds without belts. God darn, that's old school. I mean, it's very easy to do. So, Nia comes out and saves Asuka and them after the match, yada, yada. Here comes Heyman and Lesnar, and they tell Angle nothing's going to go on, no funny business, and they have a bunch of guys out there blocking the ramp so that Reigns cannot get to him. Heyman cuts his usual pretty good promo, but it's pretty much the same old stuff. He kind of runs down how Brock is leaving. He's hitting the road. He doesn't care about the fans, never has, never will. It's all about the money. It's all about being the conqueror. It's all about being the beast. Whatever, he's going to beat him with an F5, and that's going to be that. And then he's going to tell everybody goodbye either way. And Reigns comes out, tells the guys, hey, you're going to block the ramp and protect a part-timer. You're a bunch of full-time guys. I didn't like it. The fans started chanting, let him through, which they did. Whatever. He comes to the ring, hits 5 damn Superman punches, including, I think, 3 while Brock had a damn chair, and Brock couldn't get the chair shot off. You missed all this. He kind of no-sold the last one, so 5 Superman punches, can't put this guy down. Brock hits the F5, and Roman sells it like death. It's horrible. They basically insinuated several times this is the main event of the show, which we kind of thought it could be this. It could be Taker Cena. It could realistically be Brie Rousey and Kurt versus Triple H and Stephanie. Any of those would make sense. What would make the most sense is to put Nakamura and AJ on last, let the fans go home really happy, because nothing that comes after that is going to be worth a damn. But I honestly think they're going to put that in the middle of the card or the beginning of the card to make you forget about it. And that's sad to me. We'll get into that later. So the show ends with Brock standing tall once again, which just leads me to believe even more that Reigns is going over on Sunday, which sucks. If it goes on last, we might adios, peace out, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome ourselves, and go ahead and do something
long
fun.
Enough to see the fireworks shoot on the outside.
Oh, we'd get Reigns out of there. No, that match is going to be 20 minutes at least. I mean, they're going to try. Maybe it's 4 minutes, but I mean, I don't think I want to stick around from it. I didn't like Raw. Bailey,
obviously, I don't like it.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not even going to run down the matches again. If you didn't listen, it doesn't matter to me. Now we're
SmackDown.
We watched SmackDown tonight. We were coming on here on Tuesday because we're getting ready to fly out early Thursday morning, so we didn't want to do this on Wednesday night. So we watched SmackDown tonight and then decided we wanted to start recording. And show opens with Daniel Bryan is hot as hell. And he comes out. He cuts promo. Here comes Shane. They talk about how they're partners. They play the crowd, all that good stuff. I mean, this is just more coasting, gently gliding, but at least this show seemed like it built a little more, in my mind at least. Maybe it's just because it's more less offensive because it's only 2 hours long. And I said, I looked at the clock earlier after we opened with them. Like I said,
then
I'm
Charlotte
getting ahead of myself. Charlotte comes out, and then Natty walks out, and I said, again?
Didn't
they just wrestle 2 weeks ago? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but my God, it seems like they
it
just
do
this. It
was good, though.
No, it was good. But it's never bad. I'm not saying it's bad.
They just wrestle all the time.
But then Carmella did come out and tease the briefcase again, and I don't know if that's ever going to be a thing. I told you earlier, I think Asuka wins the belt, and Carmella goes over. That's what I think. I really do. It's very possible. I think Nia is going to get the other strap. So on this show, I think Asuka's got to win. And it's possible that she doesn't. It's possible that Carmella could do a run in a la Rollins a few years ago, and she could pin Charlotte and just leave Asuka out there high and dry, make it a three-way. I think that's what this tease is going to. I think that's shit because Asuka and Charlotte obviously – I think they deserve 15 minutes out there. Let them go out there and do everything they can do. Maybe even 15 to 18 minutes. I don't think it needs to go any longer than that. That's plenty long enough to get it in. Like we said, Charlotte and Natty go out here. They have a good match. But it's just they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Asuka comes out. She doesn't cut a good promo again. Pretty much the same thing. Charlotte's going to bow down to her. Now we go backstage to AJ. He's cutting a little promo back here saying that he's ready for Shinsuke, and Shinsuke's trying to get in his head, but he's not. But that he is emotional, and he's emotional because he cares about the title and he wants, you know, he's serious about it. This is a dream match, and he thinks he's going to win on Sunday. We do a big recap of the feud between Daniel and Shane versus Owens and Zayn. And then we move right along into the gender versus Rusev Day. Bobby Roode's out here for commentary. He got a pretty nice pop, as he always does. Damn good entrance. We both love him. This is really going nowhere. This is just kind of everybody's getting their stuff in. Roode saves Orton, kind of helps him out at the end from a double team attack. A couple RKOs out of here. They point up at the sign. They're going to whatever.
Yeah. We'll go into that match.
Nakamura, he's saying this is a bad backstage promo. As well as we said he talked last week, this was bad. This was cringeworthy. I think because they had him reading the promo. I don't get it. But whatever. It's fine. He says that AJ's emotional is going to make a mistake on Sunday. So that's how he's going to beat him with a knee to a face again. It didn't get to probably – it was a pretty good little segment with the New Day backstage making a little comedy, right? They're out there pulling
pancakes and iPads
and damn laptops out of pants. They say there's an Xbox in Xavier's pants, and then the Usos show up with the belts around their necks, whatever. Then these two guys show up behind them with gimmick hammers and wizard costumes on with a lamb mask that looks – it's something looks like trying to be something out of a 90s Marilyn Manson or Nine Inch Nails video. I didn't like it.
The jobber tag team match.
They smash. They don't beat up the other teams. They smash the cameras with
I thought we were off of that.
Yeah, well, I had to go ahead and throw that in there.
Yeah.
Then we hit the we just go – Corbin's halfway down the aisle again. They don't even let him – good.
Well, the other people are already in the ring.
They're already in the ring. So he gets a half-ass entrance.
Primo.
Everybody – Primo's out here.
Or Epico.
It was Primo. And, of course, Breezango, Dillinger, bunch of jobbers. I mean, just this is Job City. All about the Battle Royal.
Corbin
this was
wins.
Nothing. Fandango gets beat by Corbin, of course. But you had two former winners in there, if anybody cares. Mojo.
Nobody cares.
I know. Shelton Benjamin and Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable are going to face Nakamura and Styles tonight. While they're running that down, out of the crowd comes KO and Sammy. KO has a great shirt on, by the way, the KO Mania 3 shirt. It was fantastic. And they're out there just mocking Daniel and Shane, who they show backstage watching it, and then they say they're going to come out. They try to get the fans to do the whole na-na-na-na, hey-hey, goodbye chant. Kind of half-ass work. We go to the main event, which is Shinsuke and AJ Styles against the tag team.
Pretty basic.
Basic,
but
build.
I think they're doing that to make sure
nothing offensive here. Good wrestling.
Nobody gets hurt.
Nothing bad. Not a bad worker in the bunch out here. Phenomenal forearm takes it home. They have Nakamura getting the beat down. AJ comes and fakes him out with the phenomenal. Nothing to see here, but nothing offensive. Nothing bad on this show, honestly. Nothing really bad. They got to where they wanted to do, and they did it in an hour less time, and really an hour and 15 minutes less, with less commercial breaks. Just a smooth watch as always. And, guys, let me tell you, that's going to do it for the wrap-up. And what we want to do now is we just kind of want to talk about our plans this week. So Thursday morning we're flying from Charlotte, North Carolina, to New Orleans. We had to pay extra money for these direct flights that weren't going to take us to frickin' Houston, which is past New Orleans, as anybody that knows U.S. geography. With a damn, what was one of them? Was a 7-hour layover or five? Holy shit. I mean, just why would you do that? We'd spend 13 to 15 hours either in a plane or at an airport. Sounds like a garbage day to me. So we paid the extra money. We're flying straight there. Only a 2-hour, right around a 2-hour flight from where we are. We're going to get there. What did we figure? Like 1:30 their time, 1 o'clock their time. Going to be good to go. And we're there from Thursday until Tuesday. We didn't end up staying the extra day and getting the SmackDown tickets as well. And Vivid Seats has been giving us some problems, have they not? We haven't gotten our e-tickets yet for Raw, haven't gotten our confirmations. We'll have our confirmation, but haven't gotten any more feedback on our WrestleMania tickets. But by God, they're going to be there, or they're going to give me my money back, and we're going to be out there anyway. So if we miss WrestleMania and Raw, which I don't think we will, but if we somehow, by just some stroke of horrible luck, miss out on that, at least we get to go see Ring of Honor. At least we get to go take in a bunch of other good stuff. You talked me into this Evolve show. You want to run it? What's going on that Evolve show?
Well, there's a couple guys on there. I've never seen them wrestle in person. I've seen some videos of them. Matt Riddell, whatever you want.
Where do they come on? Like, I've read about them.
I don't really know. I just see videos on Twitter and stuff like that. Maybe on Fight TV app.
And you said it was a $25 show, so
yeah,
I said
$25.
Yeah, we might as well. We're going to hit up Thursday when we get there. We didn't have anything planned. Now we're kind of planning that. We're going to hit that up. Yeah. Then we're going to hit the casino up. Casino's open all night.
Yeah.
Nice Harrah's. I think I got to find them, but I think I got some food comps and whatnot.
Then JR's on Friday?
JR's Friday morning at 10? 10 or somewhere in there. I don't even know. We'd have to look at the tickets. But I am very interested to go see JR. We are lifelong wrestling fans. We told you on our first episode, 45 years of wrestling knowledge between the two of us. You guys might not give a damn about that, but you might think it's a waste of time, but we love it. And JR's he's a part of our childhood. He's a part of our life. We really like the guy. He's giving away a signed copy of his book, which is awesome. And you're getting his barbecue seasoning. Get to ask a Q&A session. This is a cool deal to us, man, because JR is so awesome. We debated going to the Paul Heyman thing. Not going to do that now because that's Thursday night. We're going to do the Evolve and a little bit of gambling down there, I guess. I don't think that's a bad idea ever. And then Friday night, we're kind of free. We've decided not to do the Lucha Underground Impact show. Might go to WrestleCon that day. We haven't discussed what day we're going to hit that up. I think that might be the best day to do that. Even though we might not see some of the people we want to see, we got a pretty busy Saturday. Bruce Pritchard and Conrad they moved their show up to what, 2?
Yeah.
Which it was going to be, we were going to be really pressed for time leaving the Ring of, we really just thought about it, you bought those Ring of Honor tickets back in what, November?
Yeah.
Something like
that. Before we even.
Well, you said you want to go to NXT or Ring of Honor. I said, I think Ring of Honor is going to be a better show. And since then, we've been to another Ring of Honor show that came here to North Carolina in Carrabba's. Damn good card that was, man.
That was a little pay-per-view special. Yeah,
they lived streamed it on Facebook. It was nice, man, and that was cool to be there. The one we went to before that was a whole month's worth of TV tapings, which was awesome. But not as good as this show. And this Ring of Super Card of Honor that's coming up Saturday is going to be phenomenal. There's no way the worst matches on a Ring of Honor show are usually pretty damn good.
We got, you know, Tomohiro Ishii from New Japan facing off Punishment Martinez.
Who's our boy?
The better version of Baron Corbin.
And guys, you might know who he is and think, I don't like that guy. Well, first time we saw him, we said, there's the new Undertaker.
Yeah, he's
there he is.
Big, doesn't sell shit.
And you know what? Sometimes you don't need to.
And then, you know, Tanahashi and Jay Lethal facing the Briscoes.
That.
For the Ring of Honor belts.
Jay Briscoe, his brother, Jay Lethal is just, God almighty, I like Jay Lethal a lot. I have probably asked you 10 times in the last year why he's not in WWE. Yeah. It makes no sense to me.
And it's getting close to
Getting up there in age, man. But the thing is, he can go and he can talk. And, man, that's what they need. They need stars. They need guys that can go out there with AJ. And what else? I'm not going to ramble on about that anymore. Sunday, of course, is WrestleMania. I'm looking forward to it because it's the first time we've ever been. I wish they would hold these in arenas instead of stadiums. I really do, just because then there really wouldn't be a horrible seat in the house. But you know what? I hope our seats are good. We've kind of found a video from the last time they were there that are similar to. We didn't get great seats. We didn't spend a pile of money to go here, but we're not just going just to go. We think where we are, we're gonna definitely have a clear shot at the entrance ramp and the ring. I think we're gonna have decent seats. We're up a little bit so that we're not on the floor, kind of hindered.
Chip Carey looks like
they're just going back
a villain.
In. Immediate replay of the Braves game.
He looks like a bad guy from a movie. Anyway,
yeah. So, I'm excited, man. Good food. I mean, my cousin used to live there. I need to get in contact with her. She had told me about a couple really great restaurants down there. I'm excited.
My boss goes there once a year.
Well, I'm glad we're not going. The first time I go there, I said I wasn't going to go for Mardi Gras. I don't like, honestly, being cramped around a bunch of people anymore. The older I get, that's not my bag. And it keeps me from going to concerts and things sometimes. But for this is just something I've wanted to do my whole life. I didn't go when they were in Atlanta, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, because that was when The Miz and Cena were on top. I think they had at least one good match that night, Taker and Triple H. Whatever. We're going to try to make this a thing. And, you know, we're grown men. We have a little bit of money. We can go to these shows now. And I'm excited for it. And the card to me, Taylor, I don't really know. Well, we kind of skipped over a couple major things on Ring of Honor I do want to hit on. What do you think? I don't care.
You're just going all over the place.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't give a damn. It's late. I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say that on that Ring of Honor card, also you got Cody versus Kenny Omega for the leader of the Bullet Club pretty much. That's going to be probably good. Cody Rhodes has done nothing but get better since he left WWE, so
I totally agree. He's happy.
He's shitting on Disco Inferno,
and he should because whatever. We got joined in the fray on that yesterday, and that was fun. But you know what? We were talking earlier. Cody was never a guy. I liked him when he had the face mask kind of goggle gimmick where he didn't want people to hit him in the face. I kind of like that. The stuff with. Was it they were Legacy? Is that what they were called? Yeah, Legacy. I kind of dug that a little bit too. I liked Super Heel Orton a lot better than I like half-ass babyface tweener Randall, whatever. But getting back to Ring of Honor, and I didn't mean to babble so much, guys, but I'm kind of jacked up about this trip and kind of all over the place. I don't know if we need to dwell. The Young Bucks are who are they facing?
They're gonna be fighting SoCal Uncensored again. But it's going to be a ladder match. It's the Young Bucks and Flip Gordon.
Oh, my God. He's in the match?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And it's going to be a ladder match for the six-man belt. So that's going to be probably pretty wild.
I would imagine.
And then Marty Scurll and Dalton Castle for the heavyweight
for
belt.
For the strap. And
or world
you think
belt.
You think it's Marty's time?
I think it would be the right time.
We were talking the other day. Dalton Castle is fantastic, and the boys. Are awesome. This, if you don't check out Ring of Honor, there's some – it's different, guys. It's different. But if you don't watch it, man, give it a whirl. It's great. And the boys come in. They make like a chair for him. We've been watching him for months. We saw him, you know, getting built up where he was just this mega heel and everybody hated him, and he got over.
Yeah.
And now he's had the strap since what?
I mean, there's a chance that they don't.
You said that, but when we were talking about it, what I kind of think they're going to do, honestly, is I think Marty, it might be Marty's time, and I don't know if they want Marty as a long-term champion. I could see it getting back the Bullet Club breakup continuing there. And maybe even if Cody puts Marty over later on, I think Cody and Marty could feud for the title or something of along that nature. That doesn't matter. That's going to be a great card. Let's run down WrestleMania and what we think is going to happen, because we can probably go a little more in depth on this because there are question marks. We don't really know how the card will be structured. You can kind of look at what Ring of Honor is doing and know what's going to go on last. It's either going to be the belt or either Cody and Omega, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be one of those. In WrestleMania, you can make the case that there's four matches that could go on last.
But there's only one that's going to get one last.
Right. There is only one main event. As CM Punk said before, you know, when Triple H and Vince did their little spiel, oh, you're in the main event. You're against – no, you're not. There's one main event. You know, watch UFC, watch any boxing card. There's one match that goes on or fight that goes on last, and that's the main event. Now, sometimes on a UFC card, sometimes the fight that's last is not the biggest fight of the night or not the best fight of the night. But it's typically the most hyped fight of the night. Same thing in boxing. The last fight is always going to be the most hyped fight of the night. So in wrestling, it's kind of different because WWE likes to let you believe that there can be as many as three or four or five main events on one show, which is trash. We know there's four matches that could go on last. We know one that's not. AJ and Nakamura are not going on last unless they're just trolling the hell out of us. We disagree with that. We think that's definitely the best match, so why not put it on last?
It doesn't even need to be on last. Just don't put it on first or second.
If it's second, my God. And I could understand it being first. I could. But that's kind of shitting on the belt. And I don't like that because I know the fans are into this. If you put that on first, whatever the next two matches are, unless one of them is Brian and Shane, it's not going to have any energy.
Which I think that's going to be the opening match.
But I'll tell you this. If AJ and Nakamura don't – if they don't give them 20 minutes to go out there and tell a story, if they somehow don't do that and they've been pumping this up as a dream match and we know it's happened, but we know it's a dream match for WWE, and if they don't pump it up if they have pumped it up the way they have and don't give it the time, then I don't know what to think anymore. But Taker Cena could go on last, even though I don't think they'd go that far.
Yeah,
that's not even
on the card.
It's not even technically a match yet. But
so right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, you got Bobby Roode versus Rusev we said earlier, and I'm sorry to stumble again, but whatever. We said earlier that you said you read the pre-show was going to be both Battle Royals.
And the Cruiserweight.
Okay. So
championship match.
So, I mean, I'm not personally going to want to walk into WrestleMania at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and sit in there until 12 o'clock at night. That's not happening.
The only thing I hate about that is –
and you guys can think that's dumb all you want. I paid for this ticket, and I don't want to see 7 hours of WWE.
I do. I would have enjoyed seeing Sasha Banks and Bayley come
as
out.
As a singles match.
Well, yeah, but I would like –
coming out
I would like
their
to,
entrance.
Yeah, yeah, just to see it. You know, I don't think I've ever seen either of them live.
Well, feel free when we get there to just go on in and sit there for 8 hours if you want to. I mean, but this old boy isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I'm just not. If the show says it starts at 7 or 8, that's when I'm going. If the pre-show starts at 5, I won't be there because I can't do that. Now, if they somehow said AJ Nakamura is on the pre-show, then we'll be in the pre-show, and they're not going to do that. We got Roode, Jinder, Rusev, and the champion, Randall, for the
– this is the match I wanted to talk about.
This is what you want to talk about.
Something in this match I feel like they confirmed it on SmackDown tonight with the stare off between the baby faces.
What about it?
The heels are not going to – this. They're nothing but just sprinkled
then
in.
Then what
this
did
match.
I say to you while we were watching it? Why not just do Roode and Orton and have a match?
Because they have
a real match.
It's
WrestleMania.
They like to get everybody on
why
the
floor. Why can't those two other guys be in the Battle Royal? Rusev is over. Why not let him win the damn Battle Royal or whatever? And why not have – you know that Orton and – here's the thing. I don't really like Randy Orton. I really don't like him. But I can't say he's a bad worker. He's a damn good worker.
But there is a chance here they swerve and we get Rusev winning the belt.
I have thought about that.
Because he's over.
You could also have Jinder winning the belt just to –
well, he's not over.
Right, but they want him to have a belt. Vince still likes him. He wouldn't be out there in a prominent – they want you to think the U.S. title means something, which is why Randy Orton has it. I don't think it really means anything. I think it – to me, I look at it as the pecking order is Brock's belt, AJ's belt, Miz's belt, Randall's belt. That's the way I look at it. Now – that's not necessarily so in other people's eyes. And the U.S. title meant a lot when John Cena had it. And whatever. I mean, I see they did it. Randy got it because he'd never won it. And that's fair enough. But I like Bobby Roode. You like Bobby Roode. I want to see him elevated up the card. So, honestly, I hope against whatever happens in this match, I hope that going forward, Bobby moves up the card, gets away from this. Let Randy mix it up with Rusev and Jinder for a few months. And let Randy hold the strap till SummerSlam or something. That will not offend me in the slightest bit. I don't want to see him with a world title again. I know we're going to at some point. I mean, that's just not going to not happen. So, moving on, another match. Like, what would you think if that could be a curtain jerker? That could – well, not necessarily because that would be on the pre-show, but that could be the first match at WrestleMania. And that's not going to be – I don't think it's going to be a bad match by any means.
No.
You got three good workers in there and one jabron. But
– El Jabron.
Yeah, it might as well be. And then you got what we go to next? Probably something like Alexa and Nia might be next or early in the card. It's going to go on before Charlotte and Asuka, I would think. You don't?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know where any of this is going
to go. I don't either, and we're not trying to say we know what the card is going to be, like in order, but we're just going to spitball on the matches here. So let's talk about Nia and Alexa. We both think Nia's going to go over, right?
Yes.
Nia's going to win the belt. I think they've really found something here. They had somebody that we were calling the female Yokozuna several months ago. She'd come on TV. We were mad because we thought she was being shoved down our throats. I know we shouldn't get mad at pro wrestling, but you know what? We do sometimes because Vince can piss me off. I mean, the booking here is just all over the place. It does seem like they've sort of righted the ship here in the last couple of months. It has been better booking-wise, but the shows haven't been structured that great. Like we said, again, the gentle landing, and it's fine. But they've really just kind of backdoored their way into this Nia Jax thing.
Yeah.
And now she's a huge babyface, it seems like. And I think
literally.
And she's gonna win, I think, get the belt. Then the other women's match, we'll just talk about it too. Asuka and Charlotte. It should be damn good if given enough time.
Yes.
And it will be given enough time. They're gonna be given at least with the entrances.
We got
and everything.
7 hours.
Right. With entrances and everything, they're gonna be given 25 to 30 minutes all told. They're gonna be able to tell a story. I don't think there's any way Asuka loses. I think she's gonna beat Charlotte. This is not gonna hurt Charlotte in the slightest bit. All they got to do is a month later just switch brands. It's if they're going to keep the two women's belts. If not, there might be a unification down the road. And Asuka versus Nia, who had a good match on Raw a few weeks ago, that'd be interesting. That'd be something interesting to do.
I could also see Carmella cashing in and losing.
We were saying that earlier, that Carmella could cash in and lose, or possibly Carmella could cash in and pin Charlotte and Asuka doesn't take an L. But would that technically count as a loss? Would that count as a loss in kayfabe? I don't know how that triple threat would work either. All right, so then you got the bar against Braun and whoever. We don't know. Is it Brain? Is it Braun?
Is it
Kurt Hawkins? Is it Rey Mysterio? Is it Jushin Thunder Liger? Is it Will Ospreay?
Big Show?
Is it Kane?
I hope not.
It's not Elias, I don't think, but it could be. They don't really seem to be telling stories with him other than he's messing with jobbers. So I see him in the Andre Battle Royal, maybe.
Well, what I've read for Elias' WrestleMania plan is not good. It's going to
be
– he's going to perform.
He's just
– and they're going to have legends come out.
And beat him up.
Yes. Take their finishers.
Definitely Stone Cold to get the big pop.
Stone Cold's known with a flamethrower. He's known not to show up WrestleMania.
Super kick, you think?
Sean's there.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll probably.
Yeah.
Who knows? He's going to take a bunch of.
All right, so you read that probably from a source that got it from
an unnamed source.
He probably got it from Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
As everything comes from Uncle
Dave.
The
fountain of pro wrestling news.
Well, he is, and anybody that poo-poos on that is ridiculous. But we'll say this. I think going back to the Braun match, whoever they put in there with him, Braun's super over. Give him the straps. Let's do something cool with him. I hope they have a good partner in mind. What are you looking for?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what the hell you were doing.
My telephone.
And then who cares about that? And then we got a.
I got to tell them what's going on in the Braves game.
Yeah, well, this is a replay. Bravos won big after starting out 3-0. They've been hitting the ball well this year. Anyway.
What haven't – well, the Kurt Angle, Ronda, yeah, they're going to win. Man, that's all.
That's, they're going to win, and we don't need to talk about that anymore. Y'all might be interested in that match. I'm not at all. That is going to be probably – I'm going to watch the entrances to that match, and I know it's going to be a bunch of crap I don't want to see because Triple H can't not have a 30-minute match at WrestleMania, and I like what he does in a lot of regards with NXT and backstage, and I'm ready for him to take over this company. I hope that happens. But as of right now, I don't like what he does in the ring, and he's got Kurt out there who's, oh, this is, could be bad. This is when I'm going to get a beer or I'm going to get a pretzel or some something. I'm going to take my break during this match because I'm going to have plenty of time. I could probably take a nap. Yeah. Come back and see the finish of this match. Whatever.
Miz, Rollins, and Balor.
This is going to be outstanding. I think this has a chance to be the best match on the show. This is the only thing they have that can be better than AJ and Nakamura or as good.
Yeah.
This is it, though. I as much as I tell you I don't like Seth, it's Seth's character. I don't even know what he can be anymore. But he's in ring, he's the man. He's awesome. But I do think sometimes he needs to just slow down. But we were talking New Japan earlier and on. This is that kind of style, WWE style.
Yeah.
Tyler Black, Seth Rollins, and Prince Devitt, who is now Finn Balor.
Fergal.
Fergal Devitt.
Fergal is his real name.
That is awful. Oh, but him and The Miz, there's no way that's going to be bad. I just don't care.
And Lesnar and Reigns. Just to let you know that. That cat's probably going to be here.
Jump around, whatever. So – we got to talk about.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that. So that match is going to go on. Roman's going to win.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, I don't.
I mean, it's got me hot because I don't
want to even think about it.
Are we leaving if that's last?
Yes.
Are we not going to watch any of it? Just the entrances?
I'm not watching the entrances.
I do want to see how bad Roman gets booed. I want to see if he does.
In person? Experience?
I never have. I've never seen him live. We've gone to WWE shows. And we've been sticking to the SmackDown brand for a long time. I told you. You can just get out. Anyway, that's pretty much it for the rundown for the card. I'm excited for the weekend, and I don't know what else to say. We're going to Raw as well, so that could be, as always, a fun
Bizarro.
At least the first 20 minutes or so of it, first hour, are usually super interesting, and then around the third hour, they're probably going to have their big reveal. Who you think – just throw this out there. Who you think the call-up is? Do you think it's somebody super interesting? Do you think they're going to surprise us, or is this just going to be an NXT call-up? What do you think? They always do it every year after WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I don't really see them calling anybody up right now.
Nobody?
They don't need anybody right now.
They don't – well.
I mean, I see Samoa Joe coming back.
Drew McIntyre?
He's
hurt, isn't he?
Yeah. I see Samoa Joe coming back.
I don't know how long I read that he was out. I wish he was on this card.
I'm pretty sure he's ready now.
How much better would this card sound if it was just you threw him and Cena out there?
Yeah.
And then that was just another match we get to see?
Yeah.
How much better would that sound?
That's not – we would have probably bought the tickets.
Huh?
He's not the Undertaker.
He is better than the Undertaker to me.
Not to them. The Undertaker's a name on the marquee.
Samoa Joe gets pops, man. People like him. He got him. He came in. They dug him. No. And Raw should be interesting. We did, like we said, we're not going to SmackDown. We got a pretty action-packed weekend. Never been to New Orleans?
I thought we did, but I see some other people that have some just
– ridiculous stuff?
Just, I don't know what they're going to do, when they're going to sleep.
Good God. No, I don't either. And that – dude, we were trying to figure it out, like – I don't know. We want to have some time to see the city, you know. This is a
– I guess that's why everybody flew in on Monday.
New Orleans is interesting to me as a semi-history buff. I do dig American history, world history, and kind of want to go to the Civil War Museum there, maybe check it out. You know what I mean? I don't think that's going to be take too long, or at least go take some pictures of the old – there's so much old stuff down there, and I think – my uncle told me that museum's like right down there near Bourbon Street. He might be wrong. But Bourbon Street, I'm interested in that. I've been told to stay away from the hand grenades and hurricanes and
good life advice in any situation.
It probably is. And you know, there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff going on there, a lot of good food, and this is just a place where I think being on the Mississippi, which I know you've never seen it, have you?
The Mississippi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the northern part of it.
Oh, okay.
We crossed it.
You went to St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah.
Taylor's never flown.
No.
And I'm going to throw that out there, and I think some people might think that's weird, but I know a lot of people that have ever flown.
Down here where we live.
Yeah, a lot of people.
There's a lot of people.
Well, there's a lot of people that. There's just a lot of people that are scared of it. It's not that big a deal.
Cornette doesn't fly, does he?
No, that's a death tube. That's a goddamn death tube.
And I don't think Tony likes to fly.
I don't like it, and you're not going to like it. But it's not, like I told you earlier, the worst part's boarding and unboarding, really, and waiting on and hoping that your flight, hoping that the plane that's coming to pick us up, wherever it's coming from, doesn't screw around. That's basically it. You can get really lucky, man. Like I was flying out to the Final Four. And missed my first flight. My car broke down. Got there 5 minutes before. You have to check in no later than 45 minutes before your flight leaves. And I got there. It was like 41, 42 minutes, some bullshit like that. Would not let me board. Missed my flight. Ended up cursing the lady out at the counter because she was terrible. She was just mean as a snake. And just she actually put me on the next flight. I got there before the other flight was going to leave and get there anyway. So I lucked up, even though I had a bad weekend that weekend. I think you're going to be fine. And it's going to be a good weekend. I think we're going to have a good time. It's New Orleans. It's one of the best places in America to go hang out from everything I've read and been told. I had a cousin that lived there a while. She loved it. And we've got some suggestions on places to go. I want to see the city just a little bit. I want to do a little bit more touring than I did when I went to New York, which kind of disappointed me because weather just didn't let me do some of the things I wanted to do. But I think we're going to have a great time. And that's pretty much all I've got to say on this week's episode. We do have our number one WrestleMania match of all time to conclude our top five. We're going to drop that while we're out in New Orleans. We're going to drop that on Saturday.
If TSA doesn't
screw around with the laptop. And if we're going to take the mics and whatnot, and we're going to try to do one out there. I'm not going to make any promises, but we might do a little review of WrestleMania Monday. We haven't figured out if we're going to do that yet or not. We might just record it and do it while we're there and pop that out there next week and change the schedule up a little bit. There's no reason we can't tweak what we're doing, and we would appreciate some damn feedback, guys. We've heard a little bit. We'd appreciate more. You can go
iTunes.
We need to start a damn group on our page, I think, and then people can post stuff there. I think that might not be a bad idea. We might do that. I don't know. Maybe you don't like it and you don't look like. Damn it, cat. Get out of here.
But anyway.
So, yeah. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. All the social media stuff. Give us some feedback, guys.
We're on iTunes. Review, rate.
You're big on this review and rate on iTunes.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, we got one.
Two? Yeah.
And was it positive?
Yeah.
Did it say we sounded good?
They're both from people we know.
Oh, okay. I haven't read the other one. That's okay. It's all right, guys. You can be negative to me. I don't care. I'm used to it. And feedback is feedback, good or bad. We need to hear it. And we'd love to hear it. And we enjoy everybody that's liked our page. That's been awesome this last week. We've got a bunch of likes on our page. We want to keep this going. And this is just – we love it. We like bringing it to you, and I think that's going to wrap it up for me. I'm kind of done babbling.
All right,
as we say. So, well, guys, you got anything you want to add?
Nope.
Guys, thank you for listening to us. We've already told you what to do. We know the drill. You can shoot us an email at talkingtightspod@gmail.com that we could take some feedback there, talkingtightspod@gmail.com. Feel free. I mean, whatever. We've been telling you now for like 2 or 3 weeks, we might do some poll stuff. We've had WrestleMania on our mind, and we've been busy in other areas. And once we get back from here, we might switch up the way we do things. And for now, like I'm repeating myself again, dropping that number one match that Taylor doesn't think is the number one match from WrestleMania top five, but it is a classic. We're dropping that for you Saturday. or uploading it Saturday to iTunes, podcast.com, fireside.fm, and SoundCloud. We're just gonna do that. We've got a couple another things in the can too. Some good and bad, some more of that good stuff. Some bad matches and good matches that we've done for you. We might release some of them. Some of them might just stick around. They're not going anywhere. It's not anything topical really. But we just went ahead and threw that out there to that way. If we didn't do anything out at WrestleMania that weekend, we might put them out instead. But I think we're going to do a review of WrestleMania if you're cool with that. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll probably come back next week with a review episode of Raw and SmackDown 2, because they'll probably be action-packed, because this is where the storylines start over, kind of, I guess, for
SummerSlam.
At least for SummerSlam, right. And that's it for me, man. Thanks for listening to Talking Tights. This is Wesley Burris and Taylor Griggs. We'll catch you next time.